racial disparities are at the forefront of national conversation. Recent shootings in Minnesota, Louisiana, and Texas spurred protests and vigils across the country. Meanwhile, some white people are wondering what they can do to help communities of color. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports on one Pittsburgh group helping white people unlearn racism and use their privilege for good.
It's mostly first-timers at this open meeting. The room is packed well past capacity. Facilitator Lizzie Anderson greets some latecomers.
Please come in. I know there's a lot of people. If y'all can squish, this is your chance to make room for our lovely new participants.
It was largely this month's police-related shootings that spurred attendance.
What's Up is primarily a group of white people, and that's what appears to be is primarily in the room tonight. And we also do multiracial organizing work as well, and act in solidarity with people of different races, especially people who are most directly impacted by racism, which are people who are not white.
What's Up stands for Working and Healing to Abolish Total Supremacy Undermining Privilege. The group has been planning actions, like protests, for 6 years, all while emphasizing that it's not about them. They also hold study groups on white privilege and what's known as implicit bias. Numerous studies show many white people, even young children, have a tendency to automatically associate negative things with people of color without realizing it. That can work its way into the academic world, criminal justice system, and everyday life. Tonight, 100 attendees meant splitting into smaller groups, one for healing, one for planning action, and one for learning. Facilitator Tiffany Wilhelm leads the learning group through a tool called the Ladder to Empowerment, the steps towards anti-racism.
So the bottom level is sort of this idea that I'm normal. What our society has taught us is that white is the norm, and that white is sort of the absence of race. We're really naive about the connection of power to race, and we'll start to understand that as we go up the ladder.
Wilhelm explains going up the ladder means having more interactions with people of color, learning about systemic racism, and eventually
we get to the point where we actually do understand that we are participating in this problem in a really real way, and we start to feel really bad about that.
Wilhelm says this step is often met with denial and defensiveness, until finally people understand they're in the dominant white group and learn how to use their power and leverage intentionally, from calling out racist jokes to questioning all white workplaces.
We have received things that we did not earn, as much as society has also put barriers in the way for people who didn't earn those barriers either, and so we have a lot of work to do.
She says times of tragedy, like after high-profile shootings, can be turned into opportunities for white people to develop a greater understanding of their privilege and act on it.
Try to take them further as fast as you can before it sort of blows over and before sort of people go back to not paying attention again.
Outside, the breakout groups reconvene in a huge circle. This is the first What's Up event for 28-year-old Taylor Grieshober of Wilkinsburg, although she says she's been looking for something like it for the past few years as she's tried to navigate whiteness. She says the meeting was a great entry point, but says the beginning of that process is hard.
When we broke off into small groups, I mean, even being with two other white people, it was difficult for me at first to even talk about my thoughts and my feelings, because I was still worried about coming off wrong and feeling like I was saying the wrong thing.
Grieshober says at first she was concerned about an all-white group. That's another intention of What's Up, to provide a safe space for white people among themselves to just work out all that emotional stuff. Now Grieshober says it's not people of color's job to teach her about racism, and says she can't wait until the next meeting.
What am I going to do until then? Well, I'm going to try to keep sort of holding myself accountable. A small thing I've been doing in my life is when mostly my family members, who I'm very close to, say something that is problematic, to try to talk to them about it.
23-year-old Jocelyn Inlay of East Liberty says conversations about racial justice are important, but especially after recent tragedies, she wants more.
I just wanted to come because I'm sick of just like being upset and not actually doing anything. So I was like, well, maybe this will be a group where some action comes out of that's more than just protesting, which is good and has its purposes, but it needs to go beyond that.
Inlay says she'll continue to participate with What's Up and be active in protests, but is also pursuing change at the policy level. The action-oriented breakout group says as a result of their meeting, multiple events are in the works for the coming months. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.